A rose is blooming there for me, where the soul never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there will be no tears in mine.
Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord today. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you, dear Father, to continue to look in upon us and bless us and keep us as your children. We know, dear Father, that we didn't do anything to deserve your wonderful love and grace, yet you gave it anyway. So help us to take your love and extend that kind of love throughout the world to our fellow man, so all men will know that we're your children indeed. We're also praying, dear Father, that we will come and sit down at the table of brotherhood and work with all men for the cause of Christ. The world is too caught up on madness, anger, and reasons to kill, but help us, your children, to teach the world what they should and ought to do in order to make heaven their home. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we approach your mighty throne of grace, help us to understand all of the things that we, your children, must let show in our lives. Let our light shine so brightly that those who see it will come asking, what must I do to be saved? Help them to come out of the darkness and the evil and come to the marvelous light and be saved as children of God. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go through this world, that you will help us stop, take the time, seek out lost souls, find them, teach them what thus says the Lord, and love them as we love ourselves. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go as your children, that we will always be willing to take the time to do what thus says the Lord. We're praying, dear Father, we will take your word and hide it in our hearts so we won't be guilty of sinning against God. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, travel through this land and country, let us seek out our sick, our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are locked up, and those who have stopped and won't go any further. Help us to say a word of encouragement to them so they can have a repentant spirit and come back to the fold before it's a dear and everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for those who turn and walk with us no more. Those who have fallen in love with this present world and have turned their backs on God. Help us, your children, to take on the mission of going to them, teaching them, preaching bold and forcefully to them so they can return to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We also pray, dear Father, that all of those who stand and declare your word, we pray that you will help them make their calling and election sure and give full proof of their ministry as they teach and preach the word of God. We thank you for them, dear Father, for we need them so badly. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who feel like they can't go any further, those who desired to be and could not, and those who could have been and chose not to be. We're asking that you awaken them to a sense of their duty before it's everlasting too late and help them to come to the folds where they can be saved. We're also praying, dear Father, that we as your brothers and sisters will lock hand in hand and arm in arm and become a mighty marching army, an army that will never know retreat or defeat, an army that's marching home. Help us to do all of these things. And when you look down upon us, dear Father, and find that we have been faithful in all of these things, grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
And amen. As we remember Jesus' life, his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection, live again forever. Sing, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from my riven side which flows be of sin a double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the
each and every one of us to prepare our minds for the taking of the Lord's Supper. Let us read